I see a small space, and if we're going to put in, what'd you say, five other units over there?
Five cottages.
Yeah. The parking is going to be really, really, really tight, and so there's a concern there. When we also start looking at multiples, I know in one thing I read here, y'all allow up to 20 people per unit. I don't know that that's what they're going to allow. When you do start adding that many more people on the road, which that road is not the greatest in the world, then you start running into a problem of possible, you know, people being hit or, you know, somewhat injured. Another issue that I've also looked at here too, and that is if Lifestyle is the one, Lifestyle contractors are the ones that are building the project, who then is going to manage that project afterward? And, you know, what kind of knowledge do they actually have of management on properties? I know me myself, I've got over 35 years of management on residential, multifamily properties. And it doesn't take someone just off the street doesn't come in and run that kind of a project. I know that without a doubt. The other thing that I did mention to Mike, and he alluded to that too, and that is the requirement of buffering. I didn't even know until you just spoke about the damage to trees on our side of the property. I think, again, that is something that also needs to be addressed in this issue. And with that, I appreciate your time for letting me, you know, air out what I have looked at, and thank you for your time.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak?
Hi, my name is Harold Nestor. I live in Redbud Shores, and I'm the person that was previously referred to as living in Briarwood as well. We lived in Briarwood for a year and a half, and the issues that developed with nightly rentals in Briarwood is what caused me to look, and Virginia and I, to look for another piece of property that didn't allow nightly rentals. And that's why we moved next door to Redbud Shores. And as far as the planning, and that was just brought up, as far as parking is concerned, you're going to have a total of five cottages there with five bedrooms each. That's 25 bedrooms. I doubt that in each cottage the people are going to all arrive in one car. So you're going to have two, possibly three, maybe even four or five automobiles that are going to be for every cottage there. There's I'm sure the zoning does not require that many parking spaces for each cottage, but in many places that have this sort of building, they have places for overflow parking. Well, there's no available place for overflow parking at Briarwood. So I have no idea where they would go for that, except possibly on our gravel lot, which is right next door. And we would have to be constantly policing that or have to put up a gate to allow for remote access to it. We've also... We had bad occurrences. We were there. We were present when we had, it wasn't eight, actually. It was closer to a dozen women swimming nude in the pool there at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And the parties that went on there, it just made it miserable to live there. There were three-bedroom units there and two-bedroom units, and there were times when there was 10 or 11 people in the two-bedroom units. Because there's the management, of course, is off-site. The owners live off-site. There's no management there to control that. So that's, and I agree with everything that Mike Bilbrey said and Mike Ziga said. It's not a good idea. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that wants to speak? No one else that needs to speak. Would you like to come back up and answer them? Were you aware that they had taken trees off of another person's property? Were you aware of that?
I wasn't aware of that, and we'd have to go out there and look at that and see, but I don't believe that's the case.
It does sound like the water issue would be an issue that would need to be addressed. If you're planning 16 units, 5 lodges, and the people that would stay in those, have you checked with DNR or aware of how many that they recommend the well would handle?
We've had our civil engineers address the parking and the well situation, so everything that we've, along with the agreement and along with how many it shows, how many more units can be put in place, it's all equaling out to be sufficient.
Is the address 1707 Lakeshore Drive?
Well, the condos are units 1, 2, 3. I don't know how Judy would address it. It comes in this drive. They're planning on using the same drive, so it may be units building 2, units 1. That'll be up to 911 administration how she's going to address those units.
Right now it's all that same address, mm-hmm. if you Google it.
That whole property area is that address, 1707.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So these represent that property?
I have not seen those. I have no idea.
1707 Lakeshore Drive.
I would
say I just love how people put out information that's not correct, and they do it knowingly. Because it's not vacation rental. That's what we're here to do today, correct?
Yes, sir.
So, I move to deny order number 11-16-2021-01 of the Taney County Commission for the zoning district amendment as presented.
Second.
Okay.
We haven't voted yet, sir.
Huh?
We haven't voted yet, sir.
Oh, sorry.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 2.
So you're denying the nightly rental?
Correct. It is not going to be rezoned as nightly rental.
Okay.
What you come to us for the zoning change, and that's what we denied was the zoning change.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, we ended part of the public hearing for the rezoning. We will now address accounts payable.
On the journal entries and transfers, was there some that we wanted to wait on?
Yes.
So how do you want to do that? Do you want to just name?
I we either can omit or just name the ones on the... So do you want to address the checks first? Of course, we've also got...
Move to approve check numbers 465497 through 465545 and warrants 7820 through... Excuse me. Was there one? No, it's a general entry that we have to talk to. Well, you can't do that one.
Yeah, you don't
need
that.
Yeah, that wasn't on my paperwork.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Sorry, I'm in my motion to approve checks numbers 465497 through 465511, 465513 through 465545, and warrants 7820 through 7823. That's the checks and the warrants.
Okay, did you do that? Not to approve this check.
I had a revenue line.
They had another note.
That's this is all supposed to be taken care of before it gets to us, if not.
I don't know.
These are the two notes I got. Okay, one more time. I'll amend my motion once again to approve text numbers 465497 through 465511, 465513 through 465532, 465534 through 465545, and warrants 7820 through 7823, which does not approve checks numbers 465512 or 465533.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
So a new check number will be written for the 465533?
That's the wrong amount.
But a new check will be submitted for that?
Once we
so we need to deny that one. Move to deny 465533.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Did you say there'll be a new invoice coming? Okay.
Move to approve. I said, how do you guys want to do it? Move to approve the journal entries and transfers for sewer fund.
Second.
Road and Bridge Fund, the Assessor Fund, and the Assessor Fund Vehicle Lease.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
So what we did not approve was the transfer station fund transfer. Now what about the transfer fund? That was the administrative. What about the transfer for work completed by Road and Bridge for transfer station? This one.
I understand we're going to hold that for later.
No.
What?
I think we're doing that one.
The transfer station?
Transfer for work completed by Road and Bridge to the transfer station.
Oh, yes, okay.
Move to approve the journal entry and transfer for work completed by Road and Bridge for the transfer station.
Second. Call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
So that leaves...